on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
You ask the question.
Hey,
we can't hide.
Make it hot.
It's the hot seat with Kramer and Jess.
All right, hot seat time. And the awkwardness of this segment really comes down to you. You can go easy on us, actually. You know, let's have an easy week. It's the last week of school for a lot of people. Let's just end this year peacefully. All right. How does hot seat work, Jess?
You get to ask whatever question you want. You call our hotline, 855-CRAVER-JESS. You call, you leave a voicemail, and you can pick any member of the show and ask them whatever question you want. And all of us on the show, we only have 3 passes only for the entirety of the game. And when we run out of passes, we have no option other than to answer your question.
No one, by the way, has used a pass so far this year.
I do have a problem, though. I forgot to bring this up. I meant to bring this up before this.
Well, but that would probably be an appropriate time to bring it up. Not now, but go ahead.
I've decided that if you don't want it in the podcast, that counts as a pass from now on. Because y'all keep getting a loophole out of this, I feel like.
Let's vote on it. Let's vote on it.
Because you've both gotten out of a podcast once. And to me, that's essentially a pass.
What do you think?
No, you know what, though? You know what? She has a point, though, because here's the thing. There have been a lot of times outside of Hot Seat where we will talk about things.
Yeah.
And if you're listening in real time, you hear it, but then when the mics turn off, we're like, oh, bleep.
Don't put that in the podcast.
Don't put that in the
podcast.
Because
we don't want people to go back. Because just so you know the mentality of that, it's like, you can't clock us. You can't go back and be like, wait, did you say this on the air? And if there's no proof of it,
right,
then we're like, no, we didn't say that.
Yeah.
There's no way. But if it's in the podcast.
And yeah. I think that's kind of, honestly, I think she brings up a
okay,
fair point.
All right.
So does that mean that you have a pass and I have a pass?
No, we'll just say
we'll start
new rule.
Clean.
New rule going forward.
Right. Yeah. I would have taken the, I mean,
no.
I would have taken.
No, new rule going forward,
all
I think,
right,
is that you've got to stand on business.
And right, we can't take it out of the pod.
Okay.
And it has to be able to go on social media, too. You can't hide from it. You can't hide from the question. Period.
All right. Well, then, if that's the case, then both of you and I have a pass, then.
No,
if you want to get all crazy.
I think moving forward, it's like either you say the answer or you don't. It doesn't matter where it ends up.
Okay.
And it can go on the internet.
I think it should be, you shouldn't be able to.
Because we also, it's not like we've put any of these on.
Exactly.
So it's like, so there's an option where it's like it can go on the internet and it's going on the pod.
It might, but I'm just saying, you can't say no to it.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Fair?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
Okay, all right. So no matter what, if you pass.
Give a ding to Charlotte. That was a good point.
Charlotte, everybody. Charlotte. Yeah, Charlotte. Okay. All right. Let's spin our wheel of names and figure out who it's going to be in the hot seat today.
Jess.
All right. Jessica Dutra. Thank you for a week off, by the way. All right.
Pass.
You want to use your pass?
Play it. We'll see.
All right. Jess Dutra, everybody. Here we go.
Hey, my name is Brandon from Ellicott City, and my hot seat question for Jess. Jess, we all know you want kids someday. So what's the one thing from your past you pray your kids never find out about?
Dude, like,
okay,
literally, this is what scares
That's
me.
That's a great question, by the
no,
way.
No, it's a great question. And also, not only am I worried about kids finding this, I am mentally and emotionally prepared for if anybody brings up things about me that they've seen online, because they're...
I love, by the way, the rule change as of today, Charlotte.
Know.
Thank you so much, by the way. Charlotte, everybody. Charlotte.
I think what I'm afraid of is, like, my kids being able to do some sort of, like, deep dive on me.
Yeah.
Like, who cares about, you know, like, somebody hosting the Oscars and, like, the internet comes after you? What happens when your kids do a deep dive on you and they find some crap?
Way worse.
And my main thing would be, like, videos and pictures of me, like, at raves.
Yeah.
And, like, festivals and stuff like that because of the lack of clothing and also the lack of consciousness.
Yeah.
So I think that is what I would be afraid of them seeing that.
Fair.
Am I afraid to have those conversations? No. I think it's mainly them having the imagery of like,
of you
is that you in like this like pink glittery string of a one piece wearing a unicorn wig, and like, why are you on stage, and like, who are you with, and like, what are you doing? I think that is what I'm afraid of, like, my kids finding on me.
You so fair. At festivals.
Yeah, like me at festivals.
Because of your behavior and clothing.
Yeah,
because
my mom just gets to tell me she used to rave all night at festivals.
Right.
And I don't get any footage
of that.
There's
no imagery.
There's no imagery. She just gets to say that to me and I can move on. Whereas right. like, if my kids really there's want footage. To, like, watch me have a kid that's like a hacker.
Oh, yeah.
And like has the ability and then can find it.
Wow. Great question, by the way.
Yeah. Great answer.
Great answer, by the way, too.
Thanks.
Festival season Jess is what she worries about
yeah.
the most. Hey, 855 Kramer Jess, get your question in for next week. Who's got a good one for us?
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.